This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. In New Orleans, there will be prayer vigils and bell ringings, academic conferences and book signings, art and photo exhibitions. Next week's anniversary of Hurricane Katrina will be commemorated all over the city. NPR's Molly Peterson has a preview.
New Orleans residents still have a few days to hunker down for the coming emotional storm, like sousaphone player Kirk Joseph.
But now I feel kind of good, seeing everybody else is crying too.
The funk will go on. Joseph's Backyard Groove has a gig tonight. But he says you won't hear him play the song, "Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans?" Lately, it makes him burst out in tears. City dwellers speak of gathering informally this week, neighborhood barbecues, dinner with family and friends. But people here are still torn between wanting a ritual to remember Katrina by and just wanting it all to go away. On Canal Street, a slight woman, an uptown resident named Joanne, walks out of a bar. Her eyes darken behind her glasses, and she shakes her head quickly. No, she says, she will not commemorate the storm. New Orleans needs to move forward.
We just want to get through this season. If we get through this season, all they did was build the levees back to what they were, which was inefficient and didn't work. So it's just, if we can get through without a hurricane, then everything will be fine. Maybe.
Joanne says outside of the Gulf, it seems everyone has stopped paying attention.
I don't feel like we're part of the United States anymore.
Maybe, she says, the anniversary events will help Americans remember that people are still here. Molly Peterson, NPR News, New Orleans.